being a part of the place you live has always been a favorite motivating theme in my life.
For 45 years, Robert Gard has made Wisconsin a part of his life, while at the same time leaving an indelible impression of his vision of fostering expression through creative writing at a rural, grassroots level.
I guess it grew out of my boyhood. I was raised in southeastern Kansas, and I got familiar quite early in life with the allure of local stories and what had happened in different places and the people who had come there and to settle there.
Gard, now 80, was a young man out of college working in Alberta, Canada on a Rockefeller grant, recording the oral history of the first settlers of that newly opened land, when he received an offer through the mail.
I got this letter from the University of Wisconsin. Somebody had heard about the work I was doing and saw some relationship somehow to this state and asked if I would be interested in coming down and trying to establish a different or new kind of native or grassroots cultural movement in the state of Wisconsin. And having gone through what I had in Western Canada and being enthusiastic, to put it mildly, about the lives of people, relation to the land really is what I had been working on, I wrote back and said, yes, I would be very interested. So eventually, the chance came for me to move to Wisconsin. That was in 1945. And I came down here, and the first thing, of course, that I did and wanted to do was to investigate this thing called the Wisconsin Idea.
The Wisconsin Idea was an embodiment of the greater movement of progressivism taking place in this state under the guidance of political leaders such as Robert M. La Follette. Gard's primary interest being the stage, he founded a project called the Wisconsin Idea Theater, giving direction and encouragement to Wisconsin playwrights producing regional drama in community theaters.
The Wisconsin Idea had been responsible for the development of the first movement in community theater, really, in the United States, which I mean that community theater attached at the grassroots to developing talent and developing a sense of drama in the community. There were other places in the country where there were homegrown plays being done, but not in quite in the same way that they were being envisioned here. Well, I ran onto this kind of thing more or less by chance when I came here. I hadn't known about it before, and I was fascinated with the idea that a movement which had started out to be political, such as the progressive movement, could lead into what apparently was the background and framework for a notable cultural revival here in Wisconsin. Under the banner of the Wisconsin Idea Theater, we were able to reestablish a cultural kind of a movement in Wisconsin, which I'm glad to say is still going on.
Gard's desire to broaden the base of this cultural revival led to another variation.
I was anxious to start a grassroots movement in creative writing. And the first thing that we did was to establish the Wisconsin Rural Writers, because I knew that there were so many rural people, especially rural women, farm women, who probably weren't being encouraged to develop and use their native talents. And sure enough, after that was launched, the flood of interest in that was unbelievable.
Within 5 years of its organization, interest in the group had so broadened that it became the Wisconsin Regional Writers Association, canceling the distinction between rural and urban writers.
I was gratified to be told several times that this woman or that, for the first time, felt that she was able to express herself without local criticism as a poet. Even that, you may not believe, was a great barrier because people were basically, not having had any previous backgrounding, were basically unsympathetic to the open expression of people in terms of poetry, even in terms of painting pictures.
Was life too practical to
engage? That is exactly what it was. You have to remember that our frontier in America, while it was pretty well all dissipated by 1890 or 1900, still, the hangover of the frontier in rural areas was still a very strong thing. And the frontier meant practical enterprise. It meant people digging in the ground, raising crops, building houses, and making homes, and providing food, and finding ways to get their produce to market. All these things were very much more important.
In the 60s, when writers' conferences were blossoming throughout the nation, Gard started the School of the Arts in Rhinelander. Dorothy Gilday was one of the school's co-founders.
Of course, Bob Gard has been our mentor, and he's really down to earth. And his dream of bringing writing opportunities was really the background of this whole School of Arts and its philosophy. And, of course, the philosophy still prevails here at school, which I think is marvelous. Then I was president of Wisconsin Regional Writers. They're still quite active. They have around 800-900 members all over the state. And that, too, fosters this interest in writing. It's just a great situation, and Bob Gard was responsible for getting that started also.
Today, Robert Gard remains dedicated to the arts and folklore of small communities and rural areas. Having published more than 40 books and plays, he continues to leave his mark on our cultural and literary landscape.
What I have tried to do was to find in every place that I have chanced to live those things in local life which were tellable or retellable in terms of story and collected tradition, reminiscence, and whatnot, and I found that fascinating. But it's all based really on an attachment for the land. I firmly believe that. Land is something that is permanent. You don't really change that. It may change ownership, that kind of thing. Structures that you put upon the land are different, but that's about the way I have looked at it.
Robert Gard and the Wisconsin Idea. This program was made possible in part by a grant from the Wisconsin Arts Board and the National Endowment for the Arts. For WXPR, I'm Walt Gander.